Broadcast date, Saturday, March 16th, 2024. Greeting, this is Paige Estrotori for Financial Services Online, and here is your weekly insurance news wrap. The New South Wales government is in the process of reshaping the way emergency services are funded. Proposed changes signal a shift from the current emergency services levy, accredited with pushing up the insurance costs in the region, to the point where a considerable amount of residents are without insurance. Now, using anonymized insurance data, Treasurer Daniel Mukhey plans to create a balanced system. Public input will be part of the transformation process, guided by a newly established stakeholder reference group. It comes as a response to the challenge of tackling the cost of emergency services as climate change risks escalate. Over to the House of Representatives Standing Committee on Economics, advancing its investigation into insurance practices post the distressing 2022 floods. The committee, chaired by Daniel Molino, has set up a series of dialogues with industry experts and witnesses from flood-affected areas, including Brisbane and Lismore, to guarantee the needs of impacted civilians and enterprises are met. The committee is also asking for public submissions until the end of July. It will prove a valuable addition to the palette of over 400 responses already gathered online. On another note, a turn of events in a complex insurance claim dispute recently resulted in victory for a vehicle owner against Suncorp. The car, which was taken without consent by a family member who was under the influence, collided. Suncorp denied the claim, citing policy exclusions for drug-impaired driving. However, Australian Financial Complaints Authority tilted the scales, ranking the occurrence as theft and not a regular accident. The owner, consequently, was awarded not just compensation, but an extra $2,000 for the stress caused by the insurer's ineffective communication. Lastly, a PwC survey places cybersecurity as the primary concern for Australian insurers, edging over regulation and climate change issues. Other challenges making the list include reputational management, workforce shortage, adapting to technological changes, economic transition, and cost management despite escalating premiums. PwC's Antoni Jaga marked the responsibility lying with the industry to provide affordable coverage during economic tension. Besides, insurers need to address the rising frequency and severity of climate-inflicted events. A panorama of cybercrime complexities, regulatory demands, and environmental risks highlight the urgency for innovative and cost-effective solutions. That wraps up the weekly insurance news. Don't forget to check our website, financialservicesonline.com.au, for more details. This is Paige Estrotori saying, stay informed, stay insured. Until next week, goodbye.